When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pomp and Joe show rolls on. Bob Pompiani here. Joe Starkey. Hopefully we'll be back next Monday. In the meantime, City Limits, a.k.a. See, I'm doing it backwards. You've become more City Limits than you are your own name, Austin Bechtel.
I know.
I always tell you that name is, you see, Chedrick, he throws that out more so now these days.
Donnie kept calling me Limits yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, call me Austin. Bob does.
Austin City Limits. Like, how about both? Put it all together.
I would rather take both, yes. I want people to know my name when I go out and I see people, whether it be at a pirate game, whether it be at an event. I want them to call me Austin. You could also call me Limits. That's nice, but, you know, my name first is important.
Joe has a whole bunch of names for a whole bunch of people.
Yes.
412-928-9370 is the number. We asked for your calls, and we got a few of them concerning the Steelers. Let's go out to Mark, who joins us in the car. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I appreciate you taking my call. Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to reach out to you guys over these past couple of days regarding this, because it definitely seems like an area that's of bigger importance now moving forward after seeing it so much on the game on Sunday. But with all the issues that we were like pointing out with Faltanu and Jones in those early games, like the first two where they kind of looked really, you know, just beaten down by these opposing defenses – to me, it just seemed like such an obvious fix to throw in that eligible guy with Calvin Anderson and to really take the running game to the next level. I don't know. It just seemed like that would be something that they would look to as like an early fix or make a part of their game plan, given that those guys are, you know, don't necessarily have good track records, and Troy Faltanu coming back from like a really serious injury. So what I think is it's only going to benefit them moving forward to do that. And clearly it would have been a part of the game plan with Jaylen Warren, given that his status was, you know, determined so late, you know, leading up to the game. So I definitely think it's going to benefit them. And I really hope to see it a lot moving forward and get those bigger guys up there and push body.
The only thing, Mark, that'll do though, and I understand it worked in this game. If you look at the snap counts for tight ends, Darnell Washington had by far the most. When you have a guy like Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth on your team and you pay him the kind of money they are getting paid, you wouldn't want them to be more involved. But he's a better blocker when he gets in there, and that was their game plan. You're right, going in. Without Warren, they still were going to do it. The best way to achieve it is to put those guys. They must have said Calvin Anderson's number more so than Zach Banner's entire career. I mean, every time number 74 is eligible.
He was eligible.
He was eligible a lot.
He was thrown out there.
He was thrown out there. But, Mark, yeah, your point is they want to get that run game going, and it's good. But at some point, you've got to sequence out of that and get your other tight ends more involved, because they're the ones who are capable of making bigger plays.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it becomes something that they don't have to rely on to get the running game going, but it gives it that nice balance where they can incorporate it here and there to kind of keep defenses on their toes and then check into some good stuff in the passing game, which is what I'm really hoping for moving forward.
All right, Mark, thanks. Yeah, I think that's the big thing, making bigger chunk plays when you can make them, moving the ball. We haven't seen too much of that, though, you know. Austin, they have not thrown the ball deep with regularity. Maybe the longest throw is the Pat Freiermuth drop where he was out of the pocket.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a designed play. But We haven't seen that. We've seen slants. We've seen, you know, opportunities for some yards after catch, but not many down the field yet. That has to be part of what they're going to do in the future.
Yeah, that definitely was. And, you know, they've done things to be more creative over the middle of the field, which I like. It seemed like that was an area that they completely neglected beforehand. I do want to see them take more shots, whether it be rolling off play action. I think that maybe Arthur Smith is just a little bit concerned about the timing. Like, will they have enough time to be able to block up the play? Maybe this past week, because that Vikings defense, no slouch, especially with the coordinator that they have, all the exotic blitzes that Brian Flores throws at you, they were up to the task. Is it a one-off? We'll find out, but I think that that should instill a little bit of confidence in you going into the Browns game that you can have maybe a little bit more time because this line is gelling a little bit better.
You have to give credit, too, to the coaching staff, because when we came into this game, all the talk was of Kevin O'Connell on offense, the mastermind, the quarterback whisperer, the guy who's going to make special things happen for even guys like Carson Wentz or J.J. McCarthy. And you also knew about Brian Flores.
Yeah.
And yet, the Steelers outcoached them, I thought, in this game. They did a scheme that they couldn't handle, and it looked like, for the most part, they had their way with that team, which is a, you know, given all the hype we heard going into it, was a very nice thing for the Steelers coaching staff.
Yeah, what did we talk about the whole week? That Brian Flores, or the Steelers should have never let him go,
right,
which I do still agree with, but it's going to be very tough for Arthur Smith to be able to out-coach Brian Flores. Bobby ran circles around Brian Flores' defense. Like, I was very impressed with Artie. Artie had some things that he pulled out of his bag of tricks. I mean, sure, DK Metcalf just ran a slant route and his speed took over, but still, he put the guys in position to succeed. A lot of quick passes that were effective passes. It wasn't those, you know, screen plays that were easily dissected by defenses over the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, they did a very good job with that, and it got them to a win that not many people thought would happen. The point spread continued to change throughout the course of the week. It started with the Steelers' favorite, ended up with Minnesota up by 2.5 points. And, you know, sometimes you hear Tomlin talk about this all the time. He preaches it. It's ball security and ball takeaway. And if you look at the numbers right now, that's a simple way of looking of how you can win in the National Football League. Right now they have 10 takeaways in 4 games. That's the second most in the NFL. They also have the fewest amount of penalties, which is unique, and it says a lot about discipline so far. They have the fewest giveaways, tied for 8th overall, and they're +7 in the turnover margin. That's 2nd in the NFL. The point is, that stuff matters. Now, can you expect it every week? No. In a New England game, can you look at it and say, yeah, the Steelers were aggressive in trying to take the ball away, but New England should have been better? Yes. All of that is fine. But the numbers in that category normally don't lie. If you take the ball away a lot and you don't give it up a lot, you're typically going to be in most games.
Yeah, typically that's the case, and they've done a good job of that. And Aaron Rodgers throughout his entire career has done a good job of taking care of the ball.
Protecting the football, not throwing interceptions.
There's been some PFF turnover-worthy plays this year.
Aren't there all in every game, though? I mean, seriously, every team goes through that stuff. And if it doesn't happen, sure, you can deduct points from someone, but it doesn't happen. So I still have to look at it as a play that didn't work for the defense trying to take balls away from Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think as they get further and further into the season, though, like when they play the Buffaloes, when they play, I don't want to put the Bears in that category, but the Lions, obviously,
Bears are a
the
wild
Ravens.
Card there. I don't know what they are. They could be really good.
Right.
They could be really bad.
Do you think that Rodgers will be able to have the same level of success or a similar level of success?
I think they're going to have to do more. We have not seen this offense expand necessarily. It's been the same kind of thing. They need to do more. They can't be outgained in 3 of their 4 games the way they've been outgained. Sooner or later, that takes a toll also. But for now, the takeaways have cleaned that up, and you don't talk about it as much. Before we go to the general and his card of the week, let's go to Paul in Greensburg. Hey, Paul, you're up. What's going on?
Hi, fellas. How are you today?
We're good. Thank you.
The game was a great game, except I just have one problem with what happened Sunday. And it was something that I've always heard Tomlin talk about, that these guys have to play 60 minutes. But for some reason, in the last 7 minutes and 51 seconds of that game, all of a sudden they weren't exactly playing 60 minutes. And that scares me, because while we have a quarterback that is very accurate and can still whirl the ball, he's not exactly the most mobile person. And if they don't continue to protect him, and that line doesn't open up holes better than they have been, although Sunday was a positive step forward, we're in trouble.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. You can't allow teams back in the games if that's what you're suggesting, and that's kind of what they did. That play to Jordan Addison, though, it was too broke. It was a broken play. Should never happen at any part of the game, let alone when they needed 10 points to get back in the game. I have no idea. I have no idea who was to blame more for that. All I know is that he was wide open. He shouldn't have been, given the fact they had
it's 60 minutes. They need to play 60 lead. Minutes. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. But that's, hey, they got out to the lead. They nursed it along. You don't want to ever do that. Do they make it interesting every week? Absolutely. Can they give fans a break and once win a game 35-0? We haven't seen that in many years. It would be nice to have one of those, and so you don't have to sweat it out. But that makes for compelling discussion, and that's what we rely on here, all these different situations.
Entirely, yes. And, Bob, we heard from the coordinators yesterday. We can get into the next hour what some of the things Arthur Smith had to say. What's going on with Will Howard? Tom Arth spoke on that yesterday. How about that?
Well, it was encouraging, too. And Will Howard was a guy that, when people saw the Steelers draft him in the sixth round, didn't think much of him. But going back to what you talked about with Drew Aller, he's done the opposite. When he's been in big moments, he's made big plays. And I think that's why they were intrigued with him. We'll see what it means. Now, unfortunately, he lost pretty much a whole year here. I don't know that he's going to get involved in anything. But next training camp, I think it'll be Will Howard definitely in the conversation. My bigger question is, what will Rodgers do? If he has a decent season, he's off to a good run right now, right?
Yeah.
Well, how many touchdown passes? He has eight?
I think it's eight, yeah. Eight? He's like fourth in the NFL in touchdown passes.
If he gets and he likes it here and he finds that he can do it one more year, if he's protected, doesn't get injured, he may say, I'm coming back for another one. And if that's the case, does that alter the Steelers in terms of their strategy? I guess it would depend on who the quarterback is, because you can never have enough good quarterback play. And sooner or later, this is going to end with Rodgers, and you still need to figure out the future.
Touchdown leaders, Lamar with 10, Goff with 9, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Caleb Williams, and Aaron Rodgers all tied with 8.
Caleb Williams has been up and down, though. He's had some really bad throws, too. But, I think they're an emerging team.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major... That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Ben Johnson will take them to places they probably haven't been to. But, yeah, that's encouraging for the Steelers to see those kinds of numbers. And the interceptions, although he's had a few, three, I think, so far. And there could have been more. Sure, there were turnover-worthy plays. But as he gets older and more into this system before he turns 42, which is coming up, he's still 41. I like to look at him as a 41-year-old.
Bob,
I'm
going to pull a Joe right now. Look at what they're talking about on the TV right there. ESPN Analytics, chance to win the division. Steelers, 48%. Ravens, 45%.
But that's like, right now, that's what it is. But that's like having those numbers to throw at you about having an opportunity to win the game.
Win probability.
I hate those stats. All I have to know is when you're up, like the Ravens were on the Bills, it was 99.1%.
Yep.
And they end up losing. So these change week to week. If the Steelers should somehow lose to Cleveland, all of a sudden, that win probability changes dramatically, I think.
And if Baltimore wins without Lamar against Houston?
Although they got problems down there. I don't know what they're going to end up doing. If he misses several weeks, I don't know when their bye week is, too. They're probably later in the year. Can you check that? Because Baltimore probably needs it more than the Steelers have. And normally, again, a week off in week 5 is not the ideal situation. You'd rather have it more toward week 9 or 10 so you can recoup for the second half drive.
So the Ravens have a week 7 bye. So if Lamar does miss the next two games, he will have the bye to be able to get back in time for a home game against the Bears.
And who do they have next two?
They have the Texans and the Rams. Mm. And the Texans are a desperate team right now, Bob. That's 1-3. They go to 1-4. They're not making the playoffs. Their division is slipping away from them with Jacksonville playing solid and the
games,
Colts.
Are those games both in Baltimore?
They're both in Baltimore.
Okay. As the Steelers have three of the next four at home also. So that's important.
I mean, they're not beating the Rams without Lamar. I don't care that it's in Baltimore. Cooper Rush is your quarterback. They're not winning that game. The Rams are too good.
That's interesting, and it changes week to week. We'll talk more about that. When we come back, though, I want to talk about some baseball news and some players I have on my wish list, which I'll be disappointed again. I'm sure I will be. But if I were in charge, these are the guys I would at least make a legit run at. 412-928-9370. You can listen to the Pomp and Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m., 937thefan.com contesting page. And with that in mind, it's time to go to the General. Jeff Patton, who's on the line right now. And Jeff always does a great job keeping us in suspense. What you want for your pick, Austin? I'm not sure where you're going to go because I have something in mind that it doesn't necessarily tie to the local teams, but I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking baseball playoffs, General, based on what happened yesterday in a Shohei Ohtani card. What, he hit two home runs? He hit one that almost left Dodger Stadium when I was watching the game last night. I think it has to be Shohei.
All right. My pick was going to be that, but I'm going to do something different on you since you took it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have let you go first.
I'm sorry.
Jeff, here's mine. Teoscar Hernandez, who I looked at postseason numbers. He had two home runs also last night. He gets overshadowed out there by all the guys they have. One of the most clutch postseason performers you're going to find. So that's out of the left field, but I'm going to take it.
What about Key Brian Hayes, who Reds fans are already starting to complain about?
No, we're not going to have one of those. So, General, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Both good guesses. I think we're in danger. If we make Ohtani the card of the week, we're going to have to change the name to the Ohtani card of the week because he's been it quite a bit. So I want to commemorate Dublin. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. We're going with number 51 this week. How about Nick Herbig, pressure in the pocket, repeatedly making quarterbacks step up, causing havoc on defense. I have a rookie autograph, Leaf draft Nick Herbig. And I also want to throw in, we can't mention 51 without mentioning 41. How about him tracking Jordan Addison down? So I'm going to throw in a Peyton Wilson. We've talked about a lot about Peyton Wilson, mostly in the negative context. But this week we're going to commend that hustle, tracking down Jordan Addison, taking an extra 90 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, a big play, even though they end up scoring, we talked about earlier, that was huge for this outcome in denying Minnesota those extra seconds that they, I think, so desperately needed. So, yeah, and that's a good. Because, those are good picks.
And because everybody loves Ohtani, I'm going to throw an Ohtani card in also. There's going to be plenty of time for him to be celebrated in the next couple of weeks.
What do you look at his? I'd like to hear your position on this, General, and Austin, because I think already you can make the declaration he's the best player in the history of the game. But as time rolls on, at some point, he won't be able to continue to do both, pitch and hit. So, which, to me, it's going to be pitching. He'll do it for a few more years, and then he's going to stop. But is he the best in the game already? If his career ended right now, what would you say?
I think he's in the team photo. And the thing is, Ruth pitched and then hit. He didn't pitch and hit. Very briefly did his time overlap. Ohtani's doing them simultaneously. Can you just imagine if you said, you take another great offensive player, say Pete Alonso, and you go, oh, by the way, he was 10-4 on the mound also. Like it's not even something that you can fathom.
No, I agree. Austin, I say yes,
oh, man.
Definitely.
I am not there yet, but I do think he's in the top three right now just because of how monumental Babe Ruth was for the sport. I mean, is there going to be a Shohei Ohtani candy bar that comes out just like there was for Babe Ruth? Like
in Japan, they probably already have one.
That's fair. I feel like I just want to see it for another season or two with Ohtani. I just want to see a little bit more longevity like Babe Ruth had.
But already he's done more than Babe Ruth ever did in terms of pitching and hitting together.
The thing with Ruth is Ruth is commemorated, especially in a memorabilia institution. It's Yankees, it's history, it's black and white. It's the salt in the swat. It's the Yankees. Ohtani does a lot of his damage after midnight when we're sleeping. But he stole 50 bags last year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. You talk about, like, three dimensions, right? It's not just power, not just pitching for a few years. If he keeps another year or two of this, it's going to be hard to keep him off being the voted the best player of all time.
General, who's your MVP in the AL, Cal Raleigh or Aaron Judge?
Man, that's, I think if they were in different leagues, they'd both be runaways.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Raleigh catching to me is a big deal. I know there's 50, 70 points difference in batting average. Catching and hitting, switch hitting is a big deal. There you go again about the West Coast, though, right? Like, he does a lot of his damage after everybody's asleep. And Judge is phenomenal. I mean, the numbers are ridiculous, but there is an East Coast bias there. And the Yankees always get a little bit of tip. Judge will probably win it, but I could make a case for Raleigh, that's for sure.
I will too, but just because of what you said. And I think the demands of being a catcher, and you got to do that every day and still go out there and hit 60 home runs, I'm sorry. And that team, you talk about value, you know, they without him, they would only even come close to where they are in the standings. So I'm going to do that.
Well, and I know this was last year, but when you're the Platinum Glove winner, like – at a premier position and then break the switch hitting record and the catcher's homer record, that's prodigious.
Yeah. General, thank you very much. Appreciate it as always.
You're welcome. You guys have a great week. Take care.
Baseball Card. It's a great place to be. The Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. All right. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And the weather today is cloudy. It's going to be a high of 76, which is better than the 80s. It's the Troy Fautanu weather forecast, low of 64. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group. It's Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. When we come back, he mentioned a name there that is on my list. It's on my wish list for baseball, for the Pirates to go on and at least try to get. But I don't think they will because they didn't know last year where it would have been cheaper. Now they're going to probably not end up with him, but they'll end up with somebody else lesser than the name I'm going to bring up to you. Which is a shame. They have the money. Do it.
Bob,
what I say.
Did you know that the Babe Ruth, the Baby Ruth candy bar was actually named after Grover Cleveland's daughter? That's what the texters are saying. Not Babe Ruth.
Well, how did it become the Babe Ruth candy bar?
Supposedly it wasn't named after Babe Ruth.
Did he have an affair texter with her or
says,
something? Or
texter says, limits, you're wrong again. Thank you, texter. Baby Ruth candy bar was named after President Cleveland's daughter, not Babe Ruth.
I didn't know that either.
I had no idea.
I just assumed it was, how many Babe Ruths are there? And why would anyone have a candy bar if you didn't do what he did?
Right.
Learn something new every day. I'll tell you,
these texters
are smart.
They're very smart, yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.